the Micah Parsons trade broken down in Pokemon terms, because I need all my Pokemon people to understand how crazy this is. It's even more wild than the Luka Doncic trade. Let's pretend that Pokemon had yearly contracts to their trainers. This is like Ash messed up his negotiations so poorly with his own Pikachu that his Pikachu would not even come out of the Pokeball to battle for him. The owner GM of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, he's a million years old, he publicly was insulting Micah Parsons, telling him that he was too injured and that he's saying his name wrong. And he did something you just don't do. He was trying to strong-arm negotiate the player directly into re-signing a deal that wasn't very good. All the players have agents. That's, you just don't do that. So instead of Ash's Pikachu, he gets in return a Snorlax, a solid like level 50 Snorlax, and then two chances to catch a Pokemon that has a 10% chance of being half as strong as his Pikachu, which is worse than having an insanely overpowered Pikachu, because Micah Parsons is, in my opinion, the best football player in the entire world, no matter the position. And all Jerry Jones did was just insult him. It's like, insulting your own Pokemon, like you're trying to lower the friendship to use frustration. And Jerry, that doesn't work anymore. They took return and frustration out of the game. Now let me know, do I know ball, or do you got a better comparison for this Micah Parsons deal? I can't wrap my head around it.